Productive Catholic Podcast, Episode 7. Why, hello again, everybody. This is Dean Soto. Welcome to the Productive Catholic Podcast. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about what animation, what did I use for the intro to my videos that I produced quite a while back. Also going to talk about royalty-free music. How did I actually get the music that was in the introduction to my videos and outro and so on? And where can you find some good, really high-quality, royalty-free music? Notice I said royalty-free, I didn't say free. But all that and more coming up. So once again, welcome everybody. And if you are new to this podcast, that's quite all right. Welcome. This is the Productive Catholic Podcast, where we strive to be holy through work, where we strive to do everything as efficiently as possible in order to be saints. All right. So I had, for the first time, fantastic thing happened, and that was I actually got voicemail feedback. Now, I have been begging you all forever to give me voicemail feedback, but now someone actually did, and they get a little surprise, but I'll tell you what that surprise is after this piece of feedback. So, got a question from Devin Rose, and it is actually about what I used. It's a two-part question. What did I use for the intro to my videos? How did I make all the cool animations happen? And also, what music did I use? How did I find decent enough music to play on something that you might want to produce on the internet? And both of those questions are right here.
Hi, Dean. This is Devin Rose from St. Joseph's Vanguard, and I had a question for you. I really like the intro animation and audio that you use in your video podcast, as well as your audio one. And I was curious what software you use to create those animations and those graphics, and how you put that together. And then also, what was another question here? Let me see. Oh, yeah, is that music public domain, or did you somehow kind of record it yourself? Anyways, I'm going to be starting a video podcast on my blog called St. Joseph's Vanguard. You can also just Google my name, Devin Rose, and you'll find it as the first link. And it's going to be an apologetics video podcast. I've also written a book called 50 Roads to Rome, and I'm seeking a publisher for it right now. Anyways, keep up the great work. Thanks for your help. I look forward to hearing your answers. Bye.
Thanks, Devin. I really appreciate that voice feedback. Once again, you were the first. And just a couple episodes ago, I had mentioned that anyone who called in for the first time would get a $25 Amazon gift card. But apparently, no one, either you were all too modest and didn't want to take money from me, or you weren't listening or paying attention. But either way, that's fine. So that is going to be headed your way. So let's talk about the first question, which was, what did I use to, as far as the animation and stuff, doing the intro for my videos that I had previously done, and I'll probably do again sometime in the near future. But what I used was a web product called Animoto. Animoto. Basically, you upload all your pictures, you upload video and so on, and it automatically puts it all together in a very cool format. I mean, it's extremely easy to use, and it really honestly does consist of you just uploading video and pictures and putting them in the order that you want them to go, and hit compile. It takes a bit to compile, and it does all the magic. You can do all the texts and everything as well. The thing about it is that the only way to legally, and we always want to be legal here because we are productive Catholics, the only way to legally do intros, outros, and so on without having their brand on the video and, without having to advertise their service is to buy their business, the business product that they have. They have the normal product that, you can buy. I think it's, they have a freemium kind of model. So it's free for, I think, one video that's less than 30 seconds. And then you can pay as you go for some of them, or on a monthly basis for things that are a little bit longer, I think up to 10 minutes. I might be wrong. And then for their business plan, you don't have to have their watermark on there. You are able to use royalty-free music, which I'll go into as we transition into the music portion of your question. And you get this embedded code that, say if you are running a, say if you're like marketing a product, or you are trying to get people to come to a church event or some kind of event, what you can do is they will give you this embed code with their business plan that will, at the end of the video that's played, it will have a little button that it basically is a conversion button. So people can click on that button and it'll take them to whatever link you want. So basically what I did was I actually did buy their business version. It was very good at the time. And we'll kind of go in through the pros and cons of Animoto. And so I bought their year's worth of their business version. It ended up being something like $250 or something like that. Used that and made just a bunch of intros, outros, and so on. And to the point where every intro that I had, all I would have to do is change the text on one of the, text, for the episode. The episode, if it was episode 19, I just go in there and change the text to episode 19, give it a title and so on. And so every time the intro would look different. So yeah, if you go and look at the last three videos that I did, the intros are going to be different in some way or another. And that's the really cool thing about Animoto, is that it's never really the same twice. I've seen, I've done a lot of them, so I do kind of see when they do the same things every now and then, but for the most part, it's very much random. It's very, very neat to see how it takes the stuff that you have in there and makes it absolutely unique. So some of the pros are, obviously, you can make some really cool intro videos that are easily customizable. You can splice them together with any video that you have that you're trying to produce, and so on. It's just really a no-brainer. The other pro is the royalty-free music as well. They have with their business program, they made an agreement with people who have their own music, and I think it's through Jamendo, and we're going to actually talk about Jamendo, but anyway, they had an agreement with some people who had some music that they wanted to license. They said, hey, would you mind going on Animoto? We'll give you a cut of whatever's used and so on. And so you get really a ton of royalty-free music that you can use for your intros and outros. Now, you can only use them when you're using Animoto, but that's pretty sweet, is just having, they probably have over 100 different, especially different styles and so on. It solves your royalty-free music problem. It solves your intro, outro problem. Very, very cool. The cons really with Animoto is that You know, when someone sees an Animoto video who has used Animoto in the past, or, you know, has, you know, realizes, hey, this is an Animoto video from, you know, maybe a friend of theirs showed it to them at some point in time, those people are going to know that you're using Animoto for your intro and outro. So it can get old, or it can get kind of as though, you know, the perceived value of your podcast or the value of your video product could go down just upon seeing that. Because once you start trying Animoto out, and I recommend going doing their free thing, seeing what you can do. It's pretty neat. And once you start trying to figuring it out and seeing what it looks like, it looks the same. It looks the same. Every time it doesn't look, the animations are different, but the general look and feel of Animoto looks the same. And so, hold on. My daughter is screaming. What was that? Everything okay? Okay. So anyway, my daughter screams. So that's the big con. The other con is obviously it costs money, and, $200, that's quite expensive, especially if you're not absolutely sure that you're going to get the value out of it that you want. They allow you to make videos for other people with it, so you can sell the video to other people. However, you can't do business to business. So if you have a business, you can't, at least from the license terms that I saw when I first bought it, I don't know if they changed it at all, but you can't sell it to another business. So, you're not going to make a lot of money off of it. Your perceived value might go down because of what, because someone might, a lot of people have seen Animoto videos, and not everyone, but as Animoto starts getting popular, and it is getting very, very popular, as it gets popular, that perceived value of, you're not going to have, it's not going to knock your socks off, is what I'm trying to say. If you really want something that is going to be absolutely truly unique, you need to go with something like Adobe After Effects, or create something with a Mac product that's very similar. What you can do with Adobe, After Effects is really create your whole entire intro in a way that looks professional. Of course, there's a huge learning curve. And so what I would do, if it were me, since I love outsourcing, and we'll probably talk about outsourcing at some point in time. If it were me, I would hire someone off of Elance or Odesk or something like that, and say, hey, here's my video that I'm trying to produce. You know, this is my logo. This is what, this is kind of like the look and feel that I want. And then give it to them and say, hey, make me, there's tons of professionals out there. Make me an intro that just looks and feels this way. And they totally will. You know, it's very, very easy. There's so many options out there to outsource, whether it's to the Philippines or to India and so on. That's what I would do. Honestly, if you want an absolutely unique intro, absolutely unique outro and so on, I would outsource it. For the money that you're going to get with Animoto, with the business edition, $250, I think that's what it was. But anyway, it's around $250. You can pay someone in the Philippines or India to do that. And so that's what that's what I would do. That's what I would recommend. I haven't done it because I kind of sworn off video production for a little while, but we'll see what happens. All right. So second part of the question was music. Where do I find royalty-free music? Now, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, Devin, that you really, you're going to get what you pay for. If you're trying to find something free, you're going to run into one or two problems. Either it's going to be cheesy, it's going to be really something that you don't want to put on your brand. If you are really hoping to get people to see your brand as valuable, you want to have it as, honestly, as professional as possible. So I would suggest not looking for anything free. There are pretty, and there's a whole lot of inexpensive alternatives out there for you for royalty-free music. Now, of course, if you wanted absolutely unique music, you can outsource that as well. But you would want to, you know, that's going to cost you a lot more. That's going to cost you a lot more, but you're not going to run into anyone else who's using it. So a couple places where you can look for music is, one is called Jamendo. And I really like Jamendo. And so thank you for bringing me back to Jamendo. I totally forgot about them. But they have tons of artists, and artists can upload their own music there. And I'll put this in the show notes. It's jamendo.com, jamendo.com. And the artists can sell their music, sell licensing to their music. And right now it runs about $30 each track for any type of, you know, the music that they're selling. If you're going to do an internet product, if you're going to do a business product, or if you're going to do something else, it might run you more because they know that you're going to make a lot more money off of it. So you're looking anywhere between $30 to $70, but usually it's around $30 for tracks from Jamendo. And they're really good. I'm going to play for you a track right now that I think I'm going to use for one of my podcasts in the future. A little bit more. Now, and just to warn you, this is a little bit fast, a little bit hard, but I like metal music. So here goes, something from Jamendo. It's going to take a while to load up. Here we go. Play. So yeah, you might not like metal, but you know, there's tons of stuff out there. Pop, there's you know, acoustic and so on. You can choose whether you want vocal or instrumental. But yeah, that, I mean, just that right there. You might not like metal, but obviously the quality is pretty good. And the cool thing about Jamendo is you're probably not going to run into nearly as many people using the same thing as you would in other places. But let's talk about some other places as well. So the second place is the Music Bakery. The Music Bakery has a lot of other royalty free music that they produce. I think they produce by themselves, and it's really good. It's they have some really high quality music. You might recognize. Let's see if you recognize this little ditty. Yes, I got mine from the Music Bakery as well. This particular song, and I think most of their songs, run about $47. So, but you're gonna like this, and it kind of goes along with what I was warning you about, is when you do go through and try and find royalty-free music, is that you run into people with the same thing, which happens to be the case. So Father Roderick and also the podcast Answer Man, Cliff Ravenscraft, have a show on, what was it? It was, The Biggest Loser, The Biggest Loser podcast. And they have the same song, and I didn't even know it. But whatever, it's okay. Yeah, I was listening to the podcast Answer Man, and he was talking about his other podcast and was showing off his music and all that stuff. And yeah, it was the same one. I was very sad. But you know what? This is mine, and I'm going to make it mine. It's going to be my branded song. But anyway, so that's just a bit of a warning. The other place that I found two while I was searching just recently was, where was it? It was, yeah, smartsound.com. They are a little bit more expensive, and you're going to hear them right now. So yeah, there's a lot of these places out there, you know, and I would highly suggest that you use a place like that rather than trying to find something free. Because even if someone else is using it, it's only going to be probably one or two people that are, one, podcasting or doing the same thing that you're doing, whether it's, if it's a video or so on. And two, you know, it's just better quality than trying to find something free. Oh, the free stuff is just horrible. Absolutely horrible. You know, there might be some stuff out there. Maybe I'm totally, absolutely wrong that there might be a place out there where they just have open source. And they do, don't get me wrong. They do have open source types of music, but I have yet to find any that I was just like, wow, I need to use that for my podcast and so on. All right, so there you go, Devin. Hopefully that answered your question. Yeah. So if you want to check out those places, the first place that I mentioned was Jamendo. Second place that I mentioned was Music Bakery. And the third was Smart Sound. Smart Sound is probably the more expensive out of all of them, it seems. All right, so let me get back to my show notes here. I think we're at the end. Yes, we are at the end. This one's a kind of a short one, but let me play the outro music that I bought that you all should recognize from my podcast and not Father Roderick's or Cliff Ravenscraft's podcast as well. So yeah, just this is mine. Absolutely mine. Just kidding. Okay, so anyway, thank you for the feedback. Oh, you know what? Before I go, I did have an email, which was really cool. I love getting emails like this, especially from a religious. So I got an email from Brother John Skrodinski, and he said, "Dean, just wanted to let you know that I listened to the podcast with Mike St. Pierre, which was awesome. All of the people that I interviewed, Mike St. Pierre, Matthew Warner, and Jean-Remy Dubac, call him JR. All of them were awesome. So if you haven't heard any of those interviews, they are treasures. They have so much gold inside those podcasts that you better go and listen to them. Okay? All right. So anyway, he said, just wanted to let you know that I listened to the podcast with Mike St. Pierre. It was well done and very informative. I hope to tap into the philosophy and methods that you guys use to improve my work and ministry." So very, very cool. So if you guys have time, go and check out Devin Rose's site. So once again, thank you for the question, the first voicemail question, Devin. And go check his site out. You can actually find him at www.devinrose.heroicvirtuecreations.com. You can also catch his blog at the same place, but add a /blog. So, and that's called St. Joseph's Vanguard. I'll put that in the show notes as well, so you can find him, because I know that is a bit long. But he also has his book that's coming out, 50 Roads to Rome. You want to see if you can check that out. If you know any publishers or anything like that that can help him out, that'd be awesome as well. So with that, I just wanted to thank you guys. Yeah, thank you so much for your feedback. And wow, that just messed up. Anyway, thank you guys for your feedback. I really, really appreciate it. And keep them coming. Keep the comments. And I will talk to you later. Until then, keep working toward eternity. This is Dean Soto with Productive Catholic Podcast. Have a good one, guys.